I've chosen to read a couple different places here. Ecclesiastes 9 primarily. So if you want to turn there. Also, I think maybe I'll read first in Luke 13, first few verses there. It says, there were present at that season some that told him of the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus answering said unto them, suppose ye that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans, because they suffered such things? I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Or those 18 upon whom the tower in Siloam fell and slew them, think ye that they were sinners above all men that dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Okay, so somebody came and told Jesus about these Galileans who Pilate had mixed their blood with sacrifices. And Jesus is making a point that these people weren't necessarily any worse sinners than anyone else. Or the tower, apparently a tower fell and killed 18 people. It wasn't because they were necessarily sinners. They may have been sinners, they may have been saints, I don't know. But it seemed like people were quick to jump to conclusions that they must have done something wrong. And some thoughts were that Pilate may have killed the Galileans because he thought they were rebelling against Rome. And those building the tower, were maybe building an aqueduct, and the Tower of Siloam fell on them, and so they were supporting the Romans. And so some people thought that if you were rebelling against Rome, that was the punishment they got, or if you were helping Rome, that was the punishment you got. So I'm going to turn to Ecclesiastes 9, and partly what made me think about this was, I know a few years ago when Hurricane hit New Orleans, you know, some people were quick to rush to judgment and say, well, God is punishing New Orleans. Well, maybe he is, and maybe he isn't. The last week or two, there's been more hurricanes, Texas and Florida. But sometimes bad things happen to all people. So Ecclesiastes 9 says, for all this I considered in my heart, even to declare all this, that the righteous and the wise and their works are in the hand of God. No man knoweth either love or hatred by all that is before them. All things come alike to all. There is one event to the righteous and to the wicked, to the good and to the clean and to the unclean. To him that sacrificeth, and him that sacrificeth not, as is the good, so is the sinner, and he that sweareth, as he that feareth an oath. There is an evil among all things that are done under the sun, that there is one event unto all. Yea, also, the heart of the sons of men is full of evil, and madness is in their heart while they live, and after that they go to the dead. For to him that is joined to all the living there is hope, for a living dog is better than a dead lion. For the living know that they shall die, but the dead know not anything, neither have they any more reward, for the memory of them is forgotten. Also their love and their hatred and their envy is now perished. Neither have they any more portion forever in anything that is done under the sun. Go thy way, eat thy bread with joy, and drink thy wine with a merry heart, for God now accepteth thy works. Let thy garments be always white, and let thy head lack no ointment. Live joyfully with the wife whom thou lovest all the days of the life of thy vanity, which he hath given thee under the sun, all the days of thy vanity, for that is thy portion in this life, and in thy labor which thou takest under the sun. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might, for there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest. I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happeneth to them all. For man also knoweth not his time, as the fishes that are taken in an evil net, and as the birds that are caught in the snare, so are the sons of men snared in an evil time, when it falleth suddenly upon them. This wisdom have I seen also under the sun, and it seemed great unto me. There was a little city, and few men within it, and there came a great king against it, and besieged it, and built great bulwarks against it. Now there was found in it a poor wise man, and he by his wisdom delivered the city, yet no man remembered that same poor man. Then said I, wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words are not heard. The words of wise men are heard in quiet more than the cry of him that ruleth among fools. Wisdom is better than weapons of war, but one sinner destroyeth much good. Okay, so going back, first few verses, it says, righteous and the wise and their works are all in the hand of God, and no man knows love or hatred by all that is before them. All things come alike to all. There is one event to the righteous and to the wicked, to the good and the clean. So bad things happen to the good people and the bad people. Sometimes good things happen to the bad people and the good people as well. And talked about how that's an evil, and some people take that as an evil and think, well, then it's not worth being good. It's not worth being righteous because it doesn't matter what I do. That I think is the evil that he's talking about that's under the sun. But he goes on to say, and I think this is where we've been studying in Proverbs, about wisdom. He says in the last few verses that he saw this, that there was a little city, and a few men in it, and a great king came against it, but this poor wise man, by his wisdom, delivered the city. And so wisdom is still better than foolishness or weapons of war or strength. But this poor man was forgotten. And that's how it seems it is today. You know, some people are wise, but who do people in this world listen to? It's the famous people. It's the movie stars. It's the athletes. It's the people who have money and influence. Sometimes the poor man's wisdom is forgotten. It's the wisdom that God gives us that we want. I mean, in our society, those are the people that are looked up to is the people that are rich and famous. And that's not who, but wisdom is still better than that. And also, thinking about this as trials, you know, and you know, where is God when these bad things happen? God is still there. God is love. Some people can't seem to think that God is love, even amongst this. But we see God's love so often manifested through people in times like this. People do help each other. God's love comes out. And even in these trials, in 1 Peter 3 it says that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. So maybe we are going through trials. Maybe some are having a hard time, whatever that might be. God is here to help you through those trials, whether it's physical, spiritual, emotional, financial, whatever it might be. And also that it's these trials that bring us closer to God. Anyhow, I was the one thing that caught my attention about this hurricane. The government actually goes by this. They call it the Waffle House Index. And as many of you probably know, in the Southeast, there's a lot of Waffle Houses, or in the South especially. They actually go by how soon a Waffle House opens after a hurricane, or if it stays open during a hurricane. That's how they judge how bad the hurricane is. Because Waffle Houses are open 24 hours, and they prepare for a hurricane and try to get open as soon as they can. If they have to close down, they try and keep it to a minimum and reopen. So in our adversity, I guess you'd say, are we like the Waffle Houses, or do we just give up and roll over? Or do we go on with business as usual and help where we can? So that was my challenge. God is with us. Good things and bad things happen to all people. It says where it says time and chance, or means time or opportunity, or incident or occurrence happens to every man. You know, just because somebody shatters their kneecap doesn't mean God is trying to punish them for something. Luke, bear up under it. It's God's way of testing. But sometimes bad things happen to people. What can we learn from it? I think we can learn from it, whether it's good or bad. Okay, let's bow our heads for prayer.